Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. Wait. Yes, it's Tuesday. Oh, my God. I got Tuesday right. Let's see if I can get the date right today. Okay, it's May 26th. Yes, I actually have to look at the calendar. Because if I don't, then I'm screwed because I do look at the calendar, but I don't because what is the point of looking at the calendar, really? Okay, so now, after I bitched about that, we have one of the hottest, most sexy movie TV actor. He has a video show of his own, which he sued into viewing, you guys. My life story and how I got on Blog Talk to be on his show. Okay, everyone, we have Jasper Cole on here, and he has his own radio show called Jasper Says, and let's see how much trouble Jasper and I can get into together tonight on the show, because I want to get in trouble. I don't know why.
Carly?
Yes. Okay, so after giving you the hottest introduction.
Oh, my God.
Ever, and you know how I feel about you. And when David comes on, you just have to make it clear and put the danger by your mind and not his. Because he keeps saying, Jasper's my friend. I'm like, no, I'm his TV movie wife, so I can put it in over you all the time. So that's what's going on. And may I add, 67 days, I looked up. I don't know why I did. This quarantine, Jasper. I've been in a 67-day of quarantine. And after this Memorial Day weekend, I have this bad feeling inside me that we are never going to get out of this lockdown because stupid people went to the beach this weekend and they were out without masks. So what is your take on that?
Well, first of all, your introduction, I was waiting for you to say somebody else's name because I was like, wow, who is she talking about? Sexy and hot? Wow, I'll take
yes,
it.
Yes, you are.
I
have
think
you
you've been in the
corner. Okay, have you looked in the mirror? Have you looked at you? I'm sorry, but have you looked at you?
Well,
obviously,
okay.
You have not.
Well, thank you, my dear, but I was thinking maybe the quarantine has, you know, maybe beggars can't be choosy at this point, you know. But,
come on, I'm sorry, you're hot.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to accept that, and I'm going to say that there's plenty of me to go around for you and David, so I'm an equal opportunity
Well, no, you can't be because, you know, I'm going to call him out tonight because he gets all the ladies. I give him all his good questions, okay? At least he can give me the guide. So, and you're like number one and two on my list. And if you don't come for my birthday show, you and I are going to have words later. But he won't tell me. He won't tell me about the list. He won't tell me because he wants me to be surprised. And Carly needs to know everything because I'm a control freak. Yes, but I think what you have been saying for the past month on Facebook and Twitter about Trump is so right on. And, you know, I want to see the guy out of office. Now, I'm done.
Yes.
I am so done with this. I'm not going to call him administration.
Well, I agree. No, I mean, it's when you said 67 days, Yeah, I'm right there with you. I haven't been to LA, which means I haven't really been out and worked or done anything in 3 months almost. So we're looking at almost 90 days here. But
yes,
which is fine. I'll gladly stay out of work until, you know, there's some kind of until treatment. I'm not going to risk myself for a job, you know, but I think I posted this morning, I just cannot believe that we are so divided over a pandemic. I actually naively thought, you know, probably a pandemic would be something that would bring the country together. Certainly, there's no way it could have divided us. But now, you know, 90 days into this, well, actually, I mean, I guess it was around before, but I've just decided I don't in my lifetime, I'm 56 years old, I don't see this country really coming together anytime. I think we're going to be, everyone's in their corner, but Carly, I don't think it's a given that he's going to get out of office. Sadly, he can be reelected. And if he does lose, I don't think he's leaving.
You know what? At this point, I think I shouldn't say this on air, but what the heck, I say anything on air these days. I just think someone needs a, you know, if he's trying to get us in a role, which I'm sure he will, number one, well, it's not the time for a role because you're not even helping the U.S. I mean, Washington State has got no help from this administration.
Mm-mm.
Basically, we are on our own. We have been on our own since this started, all because our Governor Jay Inslee did not shake Mike Pence's hand when this first started. And ever since that day, we are lucky we are even getting any help from Washington, the other Washington, and California is in the same boat. You guys are not getting any help from this administration. And so,
no, well, see, I have to give you a Washington State, considering that you guys first, you know, you first came in the news early on because of that assisted living place in Kirkland, but really, I don't think a lot of people understand that Washington State, you guys really pulled together and clamped down on it and got on top of your situation. And, you know, Jay Inslee, Trump hates him because Washington has sued Trump more than any other state since he's been in office and has successively beaten down all of his travel bans and everything that he tries to. It's just kind of been a quiet thing that Washington has done. It doesn't get enough press, but your governor has been, your attorney general, you know, has been able to defeat all of Trump's ridiculous things that he tries to pass. So you're right. That's why. Now, our governor Newsom, he did some reverse psychology on Trump. Somehow he was able to stroke his ego while also not offending him. And so we actually, Newsom was very pleased with the kind of help we got. But Trump hates California because, well, I mean, he doesn't need any of us because, you know, our votes don't really count anyway. It's the electoral states that matter. So we, you know, he doesn't care about the West Coast at all.
No, I mean, and if he starts a war with China, or any of them, and we'll find out, or whatever that King Kong, whatever lives, the only reason we will be saved from a new hitting us is Dennis Rodman. That is the only reason we will be saved. I mean, crap. Dennis Rodman might save us. Okay, that's great, but I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean, you're right, realistically, could he do another term? God, I hope not, because you know what? Biden is showing how to be a president before he's in office. And if I was Biden right now, just come out with you Vice President pick now. Just stop having people wait and wait and wait, because every day there's a new name added to the list, and I just want to know who he's picking. You know,
Who's your favorite choice?
You know what? It doesn't matter as long as those two can be him.
Yeah,
that's the
of
way
course.
I'm feeling, because I just think, I mean, that Amy...
Klobuchar?
Amy was on The View the other day, and she was very well-spoken, and as to who has been having this virus, I think she's more in a will of what the American people need. So if, you know, he picks who, I don't have a problem with. But I think everyone is screaming that he has to pick a black, you know, woman for the VP. With, you know, personally, I don't think he does. You know, he could win with a white woman. You know, I mean, but that's been all the talk lately. And I'm like, what do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing to remember that I sometimes forget is whoever he's picking, more than likely, they will become president in 4 years, because Biden has kind of already said he's going to be a one-term president because of his age. So it's important. So like you, I will vote for, you know, a tree stump. I don't care who he picks. But first I kind of felt like, oh, well, you know, he's got the African-American support anyway. But then after he makes those kind of stumbles that he made this weekend, you know, he's prone to kind of make gaffes.
He makes mistakes.
Yeah,
I would like to see
probably, you know, Kamala Harris, but I don't want to lose her in the Senate. You know, we need as many, same with Klobuchar, you know, we need to keep these senators, because the only thing we have going for us, God forbid he gets reelected, if we can have the House and the Senate, he can't do anything, and we could impeach him immediately. So
exactly.
Yeah, so if he gets elected and we win the House and the Senate, he's done for anyway. So there's nothing he can do. But I'm not convinced. You know, it's all about those stupid electoral college states. And his support among his base has not changed. But I do think a lot of people that supported him last time, they're not saying that they're not going to vote for him, but just like 4 years ago, there were a lot of people who didn't say they were going to vote for him, and they did vote. Now I think they're not going to say they're not supporting him, and they're not voting for him.
Well,
so,
my best friend, hi Nikki, who always listens, who's my sister's sister-in-law, voted for him stupidly, and she really meant she was stupid on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you made a very drunk. You were drunk. You were drunk that day you did this. You were very drunk when you did this. And now she hates the guy. She wants him out of office more than anything. I mean, we text every day. We live 30 minutes away, and we can't see each other because of this quarantine, thank you. And so I think maybe some people are opening their eyes to him, but some people are still sticking up for him. And I just think it's really a terrible thing to not open your eyes, especially after what you printed on Facebook, and you got slack for, which I think was ridiculous, in the New York Times article. Then, you know, then they had the, you know, death on the New York Times. And I commend New York Times for doing that, because, you know, come on, let's be real. This is why he caused, and he knew about it. He knew about this. Let's be honest, everyone. He knew about this. He got us in the state, and now he wants everything to open like nothing has happened because his poor economy is crashing around him, and all he cares about is the re-election, and that's all he will ever care about is us. But that's all he cares about. He doesn't care about us. He does not care. And when he said he was taking that very powerful drug, come on. I don't think he was ever taking that drug. I'm sorry.
No,
I think
no.
He, I mean, come on. You know what, how powerful it is, how dangerous it is, and then now it's off the market. And, oh, but I stopped taking it. So, and my other question is, you posted on Facebook the other day about Boredom Beautiful could be resuming taping. You have that? So what do you know that I can give my soap people hope?
All I know, because, you know, I also produce, and so I know that what's happened right now, just so everyone knows, is all the unions, you know, well, for actors, it's SAG-AFTRA, but then there's the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild, and what a lot of people don't know is all the crew people have individual Teamster unions. So there's all the, and then there's the cinematographers. So all these different guilds have to get together. They're all trying to get together and come up with a unified safety guidelines kind of thing, because it's the wild, wild west. Now, Tyler Perry in Atlanta is the first one next month, in July. He's going to bring back, he's got two shows, and they shoot so fast that they shoot an entire season in 2.5 weeks. So he's going to try this experiment where you are literally on 24-hour lockdown. So the actors, when they get to the gate, he has his own studio. So when they get to the gate, they get tested, they check in. He has houses and apartments for them on the studio lot. And including himself, the crew, nobody will be allowed to leave, even if you live in Atlanta. So for 24 hours, for 2.5 weeks, you will literally live on the studio, and you'll get tested every morning, and there'll be nurses and doctors there. So I think Hollywood's kind of watching him to see how it goes. The reason, like, Bold and Beautiful and the soaps probably can do it better is they tape in a studio. So you can control the environment a little bit better, as opposed to, like, shows that shoot on locations or movies that shoot on locations. So, but honestly, I don't think, I hate to say this, but I had a long discussion with Gabrielle Carteris, the president of SAG, last month, and she was honest to say, she's honestly saying, in as far as LA goes and Hollywood, it's probably going to be January of 2021. But, I mean, that's just being realistic. The problem is, it's just going to be, all it's going to take is one production to have an outbreak, you know, somebody to get sick and die. And the problem is also, you can't get the insurance companies to insure the productions. So,
no,
you know,
you can't.
Yeah, so people forget that these shows have to be insured, and so it's just much more complicated than just like, oh, we want to go back to work and we can go. And, you know, I mean, these are union productions. I mean, look, there's no doubt that there'll be renegade non-union shoots and stuff, you know, that people will go and do. And some actors, you know, they just want to work. They'll sign waivers that will, you know, make sure that the productions aren't responsible. But for those of us veterans and people in the union, I just can't risk it, you know, taking a chance.
Well, yeah, and my thinking of bringing back the soaps, because we only have Days of Our Life on the air by now, so I have to go through Ron Colabari's mess of a storyline for the next 5 months. Not happy. And so my way of thinking was, General Hospital instance, you know, always has a doctor on the set, always, because of the medical stuff. all they will have to do is this suit a couple of things at a time, because we only see 3 or 4 or 5 people in a scene usually, unless it's a wedding or the nurse's ball or someone dies. And so
right.
I thought maybe you could just get 2 cameramen, get in, get out, and then get, you know, everyone's fever checked, and then bring like 5 or 6 other groups in, you know, at a time. Or maybe they should do what Tyler Perry is doing. You know, do a lockdown for 2 weeks or whatever, and get as many episodes as we can out of the can, because the views are getting restless. That's what
I mean,
on Twitter every day.
Days of Our Lives is also running out of it. They tape way ahead, but I know some people, I mean,
6 months, yeah.
Yeah,
six
but
months.
They're getting very close right now to running out. So they're really getting close. So
yeah,
you know,
are.
the last two months I've been having so many wonderful, just ironically, because JR, who's now booking my show, is a big daytime, he's a big, you know, soap fan too, so he's been booking these great guests on my show, and we've been having these discussions. Like, we had Jackie Zeman on last week, and you know, I have Kevin Spiritus coming on this Thursday, and God, we've had Christos Andrew, you know, just we had Sean Kanan and Gregory Martin, who produces The Bay. So Sean Kanan was telling us that, you know, most of the actors on the soaps, you know, they're like all of us, they're afraid. They're not going to go back unless it's, you know, if it's safe. And now what's going to have to, it's not just having a nurse. You have to have, I don't know if you saw that article I posted in Deadline. In Deadline, there's now positions being created that are specifically for COVID-19 specialists, nurses, people that they're going to hire. They're going to have to hire cleaning crews that constantly clean all day long. So I guess on one hand they'll be creating new jobs, but my whole thing about that is that's just bringing in more potential people that could be sick. So,
oh no, exactly. And by the way, you knew booking people, they are just remember, tell them Carly has a radio show too. Carly is with the soap, so if he wants to just help me along, because I am your TV wife, and I will use that card. I won't be afraid of using that card right now, because I'm doing interviews. That's all I'm going to be doing until we get ourselves back. I mean, yes, I will talk about dates, but since one,
Which of the shows you watch? I forget. What is your main show?
Well, yeah, I mean, my main show is we talk about soaps, but
No, I mean you as a fan, Carly, like, what is your main
General Hospital.
Okay, right, okay, yeah.
General Hospital, Sunny and Carly, The Mob, basically, and Tamara Braun.
We got to give a shout out for the Emmy nominations, because our beautiful Tamara Braun was nominated. And you know, since
exactly.
I've seen you, I got to work on this film with her, and I love her so much. And I think that was a big surprise, because you know, she left the show right before we shot the movie. She had left General Hospital, and I think getting this nomination was kind of a surprise, because, you know, she was all gone and probably forgot about it. So,
she did the most amazing work with Oscar's storyline. I would love to talk to her about it. And before we let on calls, I just want to let people know, for some reason today, Washington State opened up the casinos. I don't understand this, but since the tribe people have different moods, I guess people can go back to the casino. I love the casino, but I don't feel safe going back yet. So
They opened them here in Palm Springs as well. First of all, casinos are dirty to begin with. With all due respect, I mean, they're a germy place to begin with. So they did the same thing. They opened back here last, I think, on Friday. People were lined outside the door around the block to get in.
No. Yeah, and I'm sorry. We are going to see a second wave. Thank you, tribal people, for opening this up, because that's what I'm worried about. So, but I have to let my co-host on, because if I don't, David, Bobby, Maggie will be mailing me. And I usually don't care if David's mailing me, because David and I, all we do is fight like brother and sister all day. Bobby loves me, and Maggie's like my second mom, so of course I will let her on. But I will let David on first, because I know he wants to talk to you. David?
Jasper, how you doing?
Hey, David. Well, listen, I'm glad Carly's allowing you to talk tonight, because, you know, she clearly controls the board, and it's all up to her. So I guess you've been nice to her lately.
Yeah, I'm over here. She's cool.
She's cool.
Yeah. I know we need to share you.
We'll share. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to share. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you like to do when you're not working?
What have I been? Well, you know, guys, here's what's – okay, now this is so bizarre, right? It has been the busiest. So here we are. TV drama pilot, but we did it as an audio podcast. So because we couldn't shoot it on camera, the company they sent us the microphones and all the equipment, and we recorded it as if it's just an audio of the pilot. So that took about a month. But then I've been developing all these projects, and I guess because everyone's on lockdown, they just are so creative, but I've got like a TV comedy and a movie. And now, remember, it sounds good to have all this stuff, but there are no dates like when to shoot it.
Yeah.
But I do know that there is a potential shoot, a movie that I was supposed to shoot in March. They are looking at trying to shoot it next month in June. So like Carly and I were saying, ugh, I don't know. It's just going to depend on, you know, what they do in terms of safety before I could do it. So, but I am staying busy. You know, I've been doing my show now weekly instead of, you know, so that's been good, and just staying busy with creating new projects and getting ready to – I'm ready to go, but I'm just not sure when we're going to go back. I haven't been to L.A. in 3 months, so – that's like the longest for me that I've not gone into the city. Yeah.
Great.
Are you staying
you
safe?
Welcome. Yes, I'm in Florida. It's been raining down. It's been raining hard down here. Down Florida. None did I know they been raining hard.
Well, you're into the humid summer months, right?
But now it's been raining, and some days it's hot, some days it's cold, but not hot yet.
Okay. It's 110 in Palm Springs today, so you're welcome to come out here in the sauna.
Yeah.
I would die. I mean, you know, especially 115, yeah, that's hot. David, did you have any other cousins? Because I need to bring up Bobby and David. I mean, Bobby and Maggie before, because I promised him I would, you know, keep it to 5:35. So do you have any other questions?
Not one. Thank you for coming on. Happy birthday, June 12th. We'd love to have you there.
Oh, definitely. But Carly, but I thought I would surprise her, so I'm not telling her if I'm coming or not.
You know, okay, you are evil, but that's okay. Oh, one more question. David and I are fighting because, okay, with the daytime Emmys, do the actors submit themselves, or does the panel of people do it?
So each show submits their actors, but here's the thing, like, a lot of actors are smart. A lot of them hire their own publicists just to make sure that they get submitted properly, because if you leave it up to the shows, you know, you're at the mercy of the producers who pick, they pick your scenes. If you want to hire your own person to do it, you can pick your scenes and pick which materials you want. And so this year was the first time they changed it a little bit. They only had two rounds of voting. So the nominations that got announced last week, the winner is already in there. They know who the winner is. They won't announce it, though, until the June virtual ceremony next month. But it's, normally, see, you would get the nominations and then go back and do another round of voting. But this time they just took the top vote-getters. Whoever got the most votes for this round, they will be the winner, and they'll announce it on the virtual ceremony next month.
Thank you. Now David and I won't be fighting. David, I am going to put on Bobby really quick. Okay, Bobby, I know you love to talk, but you gotta have like one or two questions, buddy.
Okay. First off, Jasper,
hey, Bobby.
I'm glad you clarified. Yeah, first off, Jasper, I wanted to say I'm glad you clarified the daytime Emmy situation for
Thank
this
you.
Year as far as how it worked, because I was kind of confused about it. And like I was saying the other night to the guys, it just says there's some people I was hoping that would be in there and wasn't, and others that had no business being in there. But
I know,
there's
right?
Gonna be a lot of, yeah, but it's going to be interesting when the actual winner is announced. Okay, but I just wanted to say everything is just doing fine. We are on phase two of our lockdown. The only thing that that North Carolina is not allowed to open up is bars and gyms, and that's, I don't get with our governor, because this is because already he's getting in a fight with our president and threatening to move the Republican convention out of North Carolina, out of Charlotte. So so if he does that then we know that we're probably going to vote for two less people that could care less about this country, let alone the state of North Carolina, come November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
So Trump is threatening. Because your governor's a Democrat, and he's trying to be, you know, do the right thing and fear about safety and stuff, and Trump is pressuring him to hold it. So I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't know why the governor doesn't just say to Trump, okay, well, then take it wherever you want to. I mean, I don't – what is your take? Would you want him to have it there, or do you really care?
He can have it at Mar-a-Lago for all I care. He can have it on his golf course for all I care.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
The bottom line is, I don't think nobody in the state of North Carolina come August is going to be ready for it, especially if we open up and we comply. I mean, if workers can get back into work that are still unemployed for gyms and parks and everything else. Because I don't want to go down to South Carolina and having to do business with them as far as the beaches and the parks and working out and getting my hair cut during June and July while I'm waiting for North Carolina to completely reopen. And for that matter, I don't really want to see people in Virginia who haven't even got their state open come down to South Carolina. But the bottom line is, look at what happened with Georgia and look at what happened with Texas. They opened up too soon, and look what happened there.
Yeah. And well, we're slowly – California is also slowly opening. Like, I'm in Palm Springs, and some of the restaurants are, you know, they're being very – I mean, they're trying to say they're being very safe, which is great. But for me, listen, I've gotten so used to just ordering food from my favorite restaurants and eating at home. Honestly, I can still just – I don't have to sit in a restaurant anymore right now. So, I don't get that. I know a lot of people are big drinkers, so a lot of the restaurant stuff is really about drinking and socializing that way. I'm not I don't drink, so for me, I don't miss that part of it, but I know it brings in a lot of money for the restaurants and the bars, so I understand economically, but you know, it's a tricky thing. I don't know. I understand people are losing businesses. I mean, here in Palm Springs, we're already coming up into the summer season, which is very slow anyway, and I do fear that a lot of the small businesses in town are not going to make it through the summer. Yeah.
And already Governor Newsom have already closed down the beaches because you saw what happened there with the beaches in California, as long with the beaches where Davids are in Florida.
Right. How about the Ozarks this weekend? Remember seeing the Lake of the Ozarks?
There was a lot of people there. I don't know if there's a rule in Missouri or Arkansas, wherever it is right now. But bottom line is, if you want to get the destination open, and to be honest with you, I'm not taking no chances till after July 4th, as far as going out and as far as being in big time gatherings after October, because I'm not going to take no chances as risking getting caught up in the second wave or getting sick because of this.
Well, let me ask you guys something. Don't you find it bizarre that people are all up in arms about wearing a mask? I mean, what is the big
deal? Yeah.
Now they're attacking people who are wearing a mask. It's like, what is the big deal? I mean, okay, at least if you want to go out, like for instance, outside here in Palm Springs, we don't have to wear a mask. But, you know, I don't see anybody here. So literally, if I do, I'm 30 feet from them. So that's different. But I would never go in the grocery store or go into a business without a mask on. I don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah. But I always wear mine because I wore mine this afternoon when I was working out. And luckily, the weather was nice and cool and comfortable to do that. But what's going to happen when I have to do this in 90-degree weather when it's sunny in the middle of the afternoon?
Bobby, I love you, but if I don't get Maggie on and say hi to Jasper, you know, and he has to go, and I know you guys love the talk, and Jasper will come back whenever I ask him or whenever David books him. So don't worry.
It's okay, Jasper.
Bobby, great to talk to you, and you stay safe, okay?
I'll let you talk to Maggie before Maggie kills us.
Yes, God forbid. And Carly is controlling everything tonight, so...
Have a good night.
You too, buddy.
I am controlling everything tonight. And, Bobby, I will put you on hold. And, Maggie, you have about 2 minutes because I kind of promised Jasper I will actually have him out on time. So,
Maggie, how are you?
Hi, Jasper. How you doing?
How are you?
Oh, hanging in there, trying to watch.
Where are you at? What part of the country are you in?
Chicago. So we're still
Chicago. Wow, great city.
It is a great city if you get outside.
Right. Well, at least it's not winter right now.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, we're going to have a really hot one this year. And I go, oh, no, here we go. But the electric up feel like the air conditioning bill.
Oh, yeah. You guys get a hot summer and get a little humidity there, too, don't you?
Oh, we get the humidity. It's really bad. That's the gift of the lake, I guess. But
got these beautiful lakes.
Oh, yeah. But like when I was in Vegas, it's dry heat. It could be 90, 100, and it was fine. But
yeah,
when I'm
home, like it is
it's,
today. It's 112. It's 110 here in Palm Springs, but there's only 7% humidity. I know that sounds bizarre, but you don't sweat, which is probably not healthy. But, you know, it doesn't feel as hot because the humidity is low.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah.
You just have to drink a lot of water because you can get dehydrated really fast without realizing it, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's one more. The doctor got me water. But I'm glad you explained about the Emmys. Of course, I'm very upset that my son, Maurice Bernard, wasn't chosen.
Yeah.
Which one? Who's your favorite?
My heart is Maurice Bernard.
Oh, Maurice, yeah. Well, you know, I know he's won a lot, right? And he's nominated all the time. But yeah. I tell you another thing they did a little different this year, which I don't know if people know, but they opened this, they kind of changed a little bit. In the past, it was only daytime television Academy members. They opened it up more to the whole TV Academy. So a lot of the nighttime Emmy voters voted because there had been a couple of years back, there were some problems with the voting in the daytime categories. There was some alleged.
I remember.
Everything's alleged, right? But to keep from looking like there was any problems this year, they kind of expanded it. So not as many daytime producers and – well, for instance, I produce a show on AMC called Bronx SIU, and we got – We got two nominations, but for instance, none of us were allowed to vote, so nobody associated with the shows got to vote this time. So that might be why you saw some different people nominated.
It's weird because, like the Academy Awards, don't they go by the merit, how great they did that year or no?
Well, you know what? Listen, it's kind of like – it's like high school. No, here's the deal. Like, you really do have – they make you – you have to watch the tapes on your computer or TV. I mean, you have to just – you can't – it's got – you got to push play, and you've got to let it play to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I mean, one of the reasons in all the categories of acting and Emmys, Oscars – people vote for their friends. You know, they vote for their friends over and over again. So I think it's human nature, but I don't think most people really vote on merit. I think they vote on who they like in general. I just think it's human nature in a way, you know, like you have your favorites that you like and that's why you see a lot of the same people nominated all the time. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If I got the vote, Sonny at the time needed. Well, I already volunteered. I'd be his alibi. He was over here, you know, because I just love him so much, and I want him to win every year.
Right. Of course. Yes. So you. What are you? So you love General Hospital? Do you watch any other shows?
I watch them all, but my heart is General Hospital.
General
Hospital.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's the, you know, we had Jackie Zeman on last week on my show. I just, oh my God, I fell in love with her. Do you realize she told us that in 41 years of doing that show, you can listen to her interview on One-on-One with Jasper Cole on, you know, it's on archive, but she told the most amazing story. In 41 years, she's only messed up a line one time.
One time.
And she can remember, since you're fans, I don't know the show as well. She told the exact date, the scene. It's with Kimberly McCulloch or something, you know, the girl that plays.
Robin.
It was years ago, and it was a scene with her. I think it's when Robin first started, so that must have been a while ago. And she was so taken in by how good Robin was in the scene that she got so wrapped up in listening to her that she forgot, you know, she kind of blanked on her line.
Nice.
And that's the first time in 41 years.
She's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I got to check you out on your archive because I love Jackie. She was on here one time with, I love Tony. And they did it together. And, oh my God, it was great.
There's so many great actors on GH you know, just actors in general. I mean, I'm an actor myself, but I love talking to other actors, you know. So it's just, and the daytime medium is such a wonderful group of people, and the fans are so loyal. And so I'm always happy to come on and, talk with Carly, but thank you for being so.
Yes, and you have to go because you are 3 minutes late.
Appreciation.
Well, I've got to do a Zoom. How funny, right? Everything's on Zoom now. I've got to do a Zoom meeting at 6 o'clock my time, so I need to make myself not look too scary. But
have you looked at you? Again.
Oh, bless your
heart. Do I have to repeat myself? Come on.
Bless your heart.
Maggie,
as we say in the South.
Maggie, will you agree with me,
Maggie? Yes, I do. Look in the mirror, please.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. But,
have fun Zooming.
Thank you, guys.
And don't be late.
Listen, tune in. Yes, tune in to my show, One-on-One with Jasper Cole. And we have Kevin Spiritus on. And so You guys take care. Stay safe. Much love to everyone. And Carly will be in touch.
Okay. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Okay. I will love the boys on.
Hey, guys.
Okay. So, we are not fighting today, boys, David. Because Bobby won't ever fight with me. Because Bobby loves me. And Bobby thinks I'm a genius. So, Bobby's afraid of me. So,
you came up with creative me. Because one Friday you came up with a happy Friday with Tom and Jerry, and just the other day you have on something that looked like a reset the weekend. I love it.
Okay. There's a little thing I want to talk about. And number one, I'm glad Jasper cleared it up for us about the daytime Emmys. But I will say Laura did submit.
She did?
Well, the rumors I'm hearing that she did submit, I haven't been able to confirm it. Number two, the person that played Gabby felt like she got snubbed by the Emmys. She did absolutely great work this year, and so did, I don't care how David feels about her, Sasha. My Sasha.
I agree. She should have, I meant to say this the other night, but she got snubbed as a young performer. I forgot about her.
And I just think as a whole, next year we will hopefully be in a different place than we are right now. I will say the Memorial Day weekend didn't feel like Memorial Day weekend for me. I almost broke quarantine. I was that desperate just to go Oregon and get my pizza and... You know, there's a song called by Carly Pence, It Won't Always Be Like This, and I think she just wore my life. Maggie said the song. And so really, Memorial Day weekend didn't seem Memorial to me. And didn't seem Memorial to Maggie, right?
No, and Easter and Mother's Day, thank God I had Carla home with me. But it's just like, I don't know. It's just, instead of going to the cemetery and go visit my mother or father and that, it's like, you can't do that. And I'm very proud of Joe Biden for wearing the mask and his wife. He's showing respect.
Well, for it to get back to normal, and we did open, our restaurants opening, we took out, wear a mask. So,
yes,
just get back to normal a little bit.
You know, it's respect for the other person. You don't want to get them sick. You know, you never know. And because you're asymptomatic, a lot of people have it, but they don't know it. And I don't know. I thought you looked good with it.
I want to play a really quick game because it's a quarantine game. I came up with at 3 in the morning because I can't sleep. And it just came to me. So we are doing kind of like what the boys are doing on Bradford and Steve-so, 7 questions with the person. And but this is you know, I'm going to ask each of you 7 questions, the same questions, but, you know, I want to hear everyone's different answers. And it came to me last night, so thank you for not sleeping. Okay, number one, what's been your favorite quarantine activity since this hit? And I'm starting with David.
Watching movies. I'd watch Terminator and Gemini Man. Watch a movie and sleep.
Okay. Bobby, same question?
Well, I guess it's been watching a lot of movies from Netflix and old shows that I had on DVR.
Maggie?
Funny. Maurice Bernard. Definitely. 1,000,000%.
Okay. And my favorite quarantine activity is two things. Kissing up on my toes, but I've been doing a lot of writing with my screenplay. So that's been keeping me from going crazy, right, Maggie?
Exactly. And I'm rewatching any scene I have on the DVR with Bo in it.
Yeah, I know. And okay, number two, quarantine question. What is your go to food since you've been quarantined? And I will start with Maggie.
Biscotti. They're Italian biscuits. With almonds. They're luscious. They have the chocolate. And I just got back today from Italy. So that's my quarantine obsession.
Okay. David.
Pizza. February pizza. That's crust. February pizza.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, Bobby.
Probably Pringles.
Okay,
that
no Pringles anymore.
Okay, mine's been a kind of divide between tacos and this panini place, and I ordered one tonight too after the show. Okay, number three. Okay, so. Ever since this quarantine hit, what is the number bad thing you have done daily? And you know, every time you do it, it's bad, and you soon be doing it. What is it? And David?
Go out with my man sometimes. I should be doing that, but then do it.
Bobby?
Trying to probably go outside when it's probably just breaking the stay at home order a couple of times and going out.
Okay.
Did that.
And Maggie?
Okay. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to reach. I'm in the motorized wheelchair now, right? But time I reach, I told the cats not to rat on me.
Okay. Okay, and this is getting to Carly's dog closet right now. Okay, ever since this quarantine hit, I find myself on Amazon, another site, and I find myself buying more than I ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do I need this stuff? Probably not. But I'm stuck at home, and, you know, I think that is good to help the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quarantine question number four. Sub-related now. What storyline right now, before the soaps went off the air, that you thought, oh, damn it, we are going to have to wait this one out until they come back. Bobby.
Well, honestly, I think we all can agree on this. I don't know about David, but probably the custody battle on General Hospital between Nell and Michael over the baby. And probably with Sasha's drug addiction and the... what's going to be the aftermath?
Christine. Okay. David Bastius.
I'm behind 3 months. I can't answer that. Though I'm still behind 3 months.
Okay. Maggie?
Well, my Mike. Sonny and Mike sings, and the way he's laying in the bed, my aunt's mother died that way, but it's so fast that they're doing this. And
you
want
to see the continuation of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so number five, mine is Carly in the custody battle, and
mm-hmm.
Sonny and Mike, and the fact that Carly filled Nora's signature was the best thing ever. To get that bitch down, go Carly. Okay, number six. Okay, what's been your favorite song you've listened to since this quarantine started? And Maggie?
Lady Gaga. Oh, the one from Stars Born. I love the whole soundtrack, and especially Fallen.
Ooh.
And I
play
a lot.
David?
Yeah.
What song?
Okay, what were you done? I was somebody called me, and I had to answer what was the question. What was the question?
Okay, and Bobby?
What was the question?
Mine's been either Carly Pence, new CD, Kelsey Brown, new CD, or Lady A's CD. And number seven,
What's your favorite song? I think probably any song from Bill Weathers. So I've been hearing a few Fuga songs on the Sirius XM 70 channel from him since he passed.
Ooh. Okay. And number seven, really quick, before we end the show, what TV show are you watching that you're liking that is actually on right now?
I think you hear my question you asked me earlier. Tell them what it is. What's the question you asked me?
What song you've been listening to, David?
Oh, I've been listening to the 80s channel. Those songs from the 80s. Different than
cool.
Crap,
what about you, Maggie?
Which was this one? Oh, watching TV right now?
What's your favorite show?
Well, technically, I do rewatch Root during the hospital anyway, but because it moves around a lot. But I really got involved with Station 19. And my castle is renewed. Well, not castle. His new name is The Rookie. So I'm rewatching.
Okay, mine is.
You haven't gotten me.
Probably all of the game shows I've been watching. You know?
Our back is empty.
Yeah, and we are ending the show
because
my delivery is going to come.
I think The Office, but I've seen it already, but I'm just going to try to get back to watching it again. The sequel version, not the British one, the American one, The Office.
Right.
Cool. Okay, we will be back on what day, David?
Yeah, but guess what day? I don't know who or what time. You never told me.
Okay. Well, have a great night, you guys.
All right, good night.
What time, Wednesday?
Okay, bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Uh-huh.